Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Russia. The recent meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and the Russian President Vladimir Putin was focused on Syria and Israel's demand to keep Iran away from Israel. That's the headline. Winky Medad will join me in a moment to explain what happened at this meeting.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A very important meeting took place there in the Black Sea area where Vladimir Putin, President of Russia, got together with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And I believe Netanyahu really laid some red lines down, did he not? Was this a key meeting between these two leaders?
Well, Jimmy, Iran has been on Israel's radar for many years now, and Mr. Netanyahu even took on the President of the United States, if we remember going to Congress, speaking his mind about whether or not various diplomatic moves or treaties or negotiations were beneficial first and foremost, of course, to Israel, because that's his main concern, but also for many other countries. As you say, the top two leaders in this part of the world over the Syria issue, to make sure red lines are there, that they're understood, both in terms of tactical measures that either Russia or anybody else is taking, but strategic measures, which means keeping Iran as far away as possible from Israel.
Well, in essence, does not the Israeli government and their spokesperson, of course, the prime minister, want Iran out of Syria and for sure not on its northern border? And that causes him to be very bold when he addresses the president of Russia.
Well, I think the facts on the ground are very clear. As far as I understand, he put it to Mr. Putin that as ISIS, the Islamic State, is being forced back, Iran is moving into the vacuum and it's sending troops. So I think Mr. Putin, coming from where he did, from KGB, is very much able to understand what Mr. Netanyahu is talking about.
Winky Medad with the report on the Netanyahu-Putin meeting in Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Putin and Netanyahu have met a number of times, but this most recent meeting was the most tense between these two leaders. Both Russia and Israel are key nations today, but Bible prophecy tells of their significance in the end of times. Ezekiel 38:2 mentions Russia by its biblical name, Magog. Psalm 83:4 tells us that the Russian-led alignment of nations will endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, that her name be forgotten forever. That stage is set. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled, seemingly in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...